Welcome to another installment of the Weird Pastor's Kid podcast. I'm your host, Shelton Williams, and we have the man, the myth, the legend, Pastor Xavier Small here. You know what I'm saying? We got educator Deshaun McKenzie here in the building. And what's up, y'all? We got a lot to talk about. So much to talk about today. It's no political things today, y'all. Just, I guess, more jokes and interesting things I saw in here. And one thing that I wanted to talk about this that I saw on my timeline is there was a young girl, she's 21 years old, and she got charged for murder for killing two police officers and a civilian, and while she was drunk. And what's interesting about this particular conversation is she would tweet about, you know, sometimes your tweets will come back and bite you. And she would tweet a lot. And one of the things she tweeted was, if you ask me, I'm the best drunk driver ever. That's one thing she tweeted before. And actually, before this interaction of her getting where she ended up killing two officers and a civilian, before that happened, one of those police officers had pulled her over. And she had tweeted about it. And she tweeted that she was driving at a high speed. Like, I think it was like over 100 miles an hour in a 50 miles per hour zone. She goes, how a police officer going to pull me over and say that? Laugh out loud. La, da, da, da. And then a couple minutes later, she, you know, drove back because the police let her go. I never heard of this before. But hey, this black girl had, I don't know how to say it, bro. She had. Police let her go. I said, even though she was driving 120 miles an hour, even though they thought she was drinking and driving, they decided to be nice that day, let her go. And then sad part about it is she kept driving while she was drunk, and she ended up killing that officer, another officer, and a civilian. She's 21 years old, and her life is pretty much over. She's never getting out. I'm talking about they about to make an example out of this girl. Now, I wanted to ask y'all, have y'all heard about this story, about this 21-year-old girl, the things that was going on Twitter? And what do y'all think about, we talked about drinking and driving before here on the podcast, but what do you guys think about this situation and this everything she was talking about on Twitter?
Yeah, I mean, I heard about it the day of, because, you know, she was a Black Twitter topic of the day. And I just logged out that day. I was like, y'all finna be stupid, because, like, she's being reckless and irresponsible and killed three people. Like, you know, there shouldn't be a take on that. You know what I mean? Like, people were trying to, like, find the edgy take for it. But, yeah, her life is done. Don't drink and drive. I mean, of the three of us, I think I'm the only one who, like, has ever drank, I'm sure. And I mean, I'll be honest, like, especially when I was younger, I have drink and drive before, and it's more and more common than, like, everyone, like, knows it's wrong, and everyone, like, hand rings about it, but most people who drink have at one point, at least once in their life, been like, no, I'm fine, and then you got halfway home, or like, oh, I'm not fine, I gotta get to the house, because I am not fine, this is dangerous, like, it's happened. So, I definitely remember, like, swerving one time and be like, oh, I am not good. Like, I pulled over at the gas station, got some water, and then kept driving home. I was like, I just got to get to my house, because I could go to jail. But yeah, that was just wild. Like, it's wild they let her go, but I guess, like, the pedestrian she hit was, like, walking on the highway or something like that. So that's why the cops let her go, to go deal with that. Because there was, like, somebody walking, like, either on the median or in the road or something like that on the highway. And then she sped off and hit all three of them, which is crazy.
Bro, that is, her life is, like, at 21 years old, I feel bad for her. I feel bad for that situation. But also, I feel bad for the families that, you know, those police officers' family, that civilian's family, because that's wild. That's absolutely crazy.
I think, like you said, they're about to make an example out of her. You know, the police don't play about the police. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, I definitely was combing. I think the wildest part was really probably just, like, seeing the way that she was handling everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fact that, first, the fact that, like, she got off was wild. That there was, like, oh, like, Black folks don't get off for stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And they let you go, you should have took your behind home. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But she was out here just really just, like, and I think I saw somebody say on Twitter, it's like, bro, you just incriminated yourself so bad because they're going to use your Twitter as evidence. You know what I'm saying?
They're going to pull them tweets up.
They're going to say it's premeditated. They're going to... I don't know. I think it's a really sad case. And, you know, I don't understand, like, why they couldn't just leave, like, one police officer with her or whatever. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you really think that somebody's drunk, like, you probably should take care of that. You know what I'm saying? Especially, like, if it's dangerous, but, and they're really inebriated, but it's really wild. The whole scenario was just really crazy. And then to mow them down, oh gosh.
It's not like, and one thing my mom always talks about is, like, a lot of times these drunk drivers are always the one that lives. Like, the people that they hit always end up dying, but they end up, like, without a scratch. You know what I mean? And I'm always like, wow, like, what is going on? But it almost always happens like that.
Yeah, that's what happened with that on the NFL player in Vegas a few months ago. Like, he was driving a sports car going, like, over 100 miles an hour in a residential area, not even on a highway. Smashing to some lady and her, like, smashing to some lady, like, in a car and her dog, you know, things go up in flames. He survived, the lady and her dog died.
I actually read the reason why that happens is because, like, whenever they're, like, that level of intoxicated, they're so relaxed. Because usually they say a lot of times the real serious injuries in the car accidents happen from just, like, tensing up and stuff like that. And so they said just them being relaxed is why they usually have very minimal, like, scars or anything, like, whenever they're in an accident. So just really wild.
That makes sense. Like, everyone else is, like, bracing and you're just, like, you know, flopping around.
It's really wild.
You know, and I do know that she will regret that decision. But I think the biggest takeaway, you know, from her situation is she really had a drinking problem. You know what I mean? Like, and I think, one, she didn't realize that it was a problem until that moment. Like, I hate that, bro. Like, it took her killing three people for her to realize, oh, snap, I got a problem. Like, oh, snap, this is an issue.
I don't even think she realized it, bro, because she was styling on him after it was over. She's like, they really let me go, bro. Like, this is wild.
No, but it's before she killed the people, though, right? Because she even getting pulled over by the police didn't make her think she had a problem. But when I saw a video of her, you know, where the camera's on her face, and she looked like, it looked like she knew, I'm done. You know what I mean? Like, my life is over.
She's only 20, right?
21.
Yeah, and at that age, like the drinking culture around, like, people like 18 to 22 at that college age, and I don't know if she's in college or not, but it don't matter. She's in that age range. Like, the drinking culture around that, like, that's, like, the only time it's acceptable to all everybody be an alcoholic. Like when I went to, when I had left Christian College, I went to, like, regular, just, you know, university and, like, local college, everybody drinks all the time. Like, it's just the culture of it. I mean, shoot, I did plenty. But it's like an acceptable time to be an alcoholic. So everybody's like, everybody has a drinking problem. And it's, like, very normalized until a kid is driving a car because you're too young and stupid. Because it's like everyone's an alcoholic at that time. But also, that's like you have no judgment skills. Like, your brain's not developed yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Everyone, your brain is just, it's not developed to what, 25, right? So it's like,
yeah.
You ain't gonna listen to nobody at that point. Like, man, just, I like this. It feels good. This is the culture around me, you know. But sadly, her life is over. You know what I'm saying?
I was reading that somebody said because she hadn't had, like, any prior, like, issues and stuff, like, with the law or whatever, that they might not give her just, like, slap the book at her, like, completely, that she might do, like, 10 years in probation. You know what I'm saying?
The only thing is, it's going to be, I think that she's going to be charged, like, per murder, though, or per, like, person. So it might be 10 years, but I think it might be 10 years per person that she popped.
Manson that she popped.
and the law,
you know what I mean?
the law can get weird with that, because I know, like, what's the dude's? I think it was like a cop who killed someone, who killed like more than one person or something like that, shot, so like a shooting or whatever. And like they were going to jail, but they stacked the sentences, so it was like, oh, okay, 8 years and 10 years, but we're gonna call them concurrent. So you'll just do 10 years, and your 8 years will count for that.
Gotcha.
It's all on the judge. Like, that's why judges exist, because they can like make those judgment calls. Like, do we want to give you 30 years? Do we want to make them concurrent? You know, do we want to make an example out of you? Yes or no? Do I think that's why like so many white people be getting off on crazy stuff, because the judge is like, well, I could, the maximum is 7 years for this, but I think you're a good young man, so I'm gonna give you 2 or whatever. You know.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I think the fact that you see like the no drinking and driving stuff everywhere, you know what I'm saying? So I think they really go, I don't know. I hope they don't. I really hope they don't, because I would hate for her life to be completely ruined over this. Even though, I mean, people died, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to make light of that. But just like at 21, you got so much life left. And I don't know. But I could see them really trying to be like, look, we've been telling y'all no drinking and driving, and y'all not playing around, so we're going to show y'all what happens like when y'all do this. And it's national television.
I think the biggest thing too, though, is I think what we're forgetting is a lot of times, like, and I hate to say this, but there's a, they value some people's lives over other people. So essentially what I mean by that is they value like cop lives, especially at a greater magnitude than like a regular civilian. So because if she had just killed a civilian, I think it might be a light sentence. But because she killed 2 people that are in like the system, I don't think she's ever seen the light of day, unfortunately. I or if she does see the light of day, it's gonna be when she's like in her 40s or something like that. I think they gonna make an example. Like,
yeah, they take like killing, like if you kill a person, or you kill a cop, like the sentences are different. Like if you punch a person on the street or you punch a cop, like the sentences are very true. Even police dogs, like the sentences are very different, because that's like assaulting an officer, you know, manslaughter on an officer. They add that extra little bit. Yeah, that's wild.
Absolutely wild. Now, something that I saw, and I don't know why this, when we were talking about this, it reminded me of this. But in Denver, they actually started doing something different when it comes to police officers. And they actually have what's called like a mental health team that actually goes, instead of police officers, to things like this, like drinking and driving, or situations to where someone's having a mental issue. And what ended up happening is it ended up being a huge success. It ended up, they ended up saving money. And it ended up actually being none of the teams that they sent out, like these mental health people that they sent out, they've never had to call the police for backup due to any kind of safety issue. And it ended up being to where they have allocated funds that were from, you know, the police budget into different things, and end up being able to be very helpful. And so they're actually trying to expand it throughout and to do more of it. Throughout of it. So it's something I was thinking about in all of this. And I know this is not a solution in this case, but in just in general, that's just something interesting that maybe we can do, you know, nationwide, that might be actually be really helpful and a game changer for the country. But y'all can look that up. Y'all can look, it's on a goodnewsnetwork.org, talking about Denver's program to dispatch mental health teams. And you can read about it yourself and how it's actually been helpful. So one thing, though, that I wanted to another thing I wanted to talk about as well is I saw something recently about Steve Harvey that I found really interesting. And I wanted us to discuss it on the podcast today. And this is something about celebrities that I didn't know. OK, something about it. Let me put it to a little bit this way. Last year, I quit my job, and I am now, I guess, quote unquote, an entrepreneur. One thing about this that I'm learning is I got to pay taxes, okay? I don't have my job taking out Social Security and taking out these things. I have to take these out of every time I get a check, because I'm a contractor. I have to take these things out myself and making sure that I pay, or I put money aside for the government to make sure they get their money, because I will make sure that they get their money, okay? The IRS will not be at my door ever, because I don't want no issues or no problems, okay? And but one thing is, and this story is that Steve Harvey owed the government money, and I want to want you guys here on the podcast to hear what Steve Harvey had to say, and also I want Xavier and Deshaun to react to what is said here. So Steve Harvey was on a podcast, and I want you guys to hear what he had to say about this.
The Star C and stuff. Now we got in huge. I got in a huge tax situation in 2008, because my divorce was in 2005, and my accountant had gotten in cahoots, and next thing you know, my accountant died, and a girl that worked for him called my lawyer and said, we have a problem. She had found on the floor all my tax forms for 7 years signed, and with the checks stapled to them. So I'm thinking, I done signed and I done stapled the checks. Well, they were cashing the checks, keeping the money, and not turning in the tax form.
So your account, that's where we interviewed Fat Joe. Similar situation. He went to jail for that, actually, tax evasion. So your accountant, you were signing the check. Oh, so you didn't know who the check was being made out to?
Oh, to the government.
So how did they cash it?
Well, they didn't cash it. They took the money out of the account that matched the exact, because I wasn't watching it.
So like, you could just see 100,000,
600,000,
yeah, you're looking
deducted.
At it. Yeah.
So I'm thinking it's the check. Little did I know, it was some people taking the money out.
For 7 years?
For 7 years.
How much money did that?
I ended up owing $22
million. Wow.
$22 million with the penalties. So now, wow. Listen to me, man.
That'll
me and my
no
wife
sense.
In 2008, I get the call. And the way I found out was, my lawyer called me and said, hey man, we got a problem. You haven't paid taxes in 7 years. I said, man, what are you talking about? I paid taxes, I've been writing the checks and all this here. Oh man. He said, this woman found your taxes in your accountant's office on the floor. Every tax check I had written and every was stapled together for 7 years, quarterly taxes, all of it. So he said, man, that's tax evasion. You can go to prison. Mm-hmm. And I said, what are we gonna do? So he said, hold on, man, let me get some lawyers. So he called up some tax accountants out of Chicago. These boys was able to start.
So I want y'all to think about that for a second. You got an accountant and you write in the check, your tax check, okay, this is gonna be, when you going for 7 years, you thinking your accountant is paying the government with the checks that you are doing. That accountant, though, was taking the exact amount that was supposed to be paid to for the IRS to be paid to the government, taking that exact amount out of the account. And so Steve Harvey's thinking, okay, that money's being taken out to pay for taxes, but the money was being taken out and put into this accountant's bank account, okay? He was splurging on Steve Harvey's tax money. Now, I don't know. Listen, me and Xavier is a pastor. I'm saved. I love Jesus. However, if you stole tax money and I can go to prison because of you stealing, I would have to pray to Jesus before I talk to you. I would have to do a lot of things because this is how people get slapped on stage. These are the things that happen. Okay. Now, Deshaun, I know you ain't saved. I know you ain't all that, but you an educator, you a teacher, you trying to teach your young men and your young ladies that you how to handle themselves. However, if somebody owed or allowed you to owe the government $22 million, how would you respond?
Look, if I got enough money to owe the government $22 million, I got enough money to get the goons out. Like, hey, I'm not finna slap you on stage, but there will be a few men who I will call who finna come slap you on, finna come slap you up, because that's crazy. Like, because it's not even like I can get my money back from you, because you don't took it, you spent it, that money's gone. We at least finna fight. Like, I'm gonna get something out of this. Yeah, that's crazy. There would be nothing but anger coming out of me. That's crazy.
22 million, Xavier. What you doing, man? Your man, your accountant, your team. He stole 22. What you doing?
I should have worn my shirt tonight that said "Pray with me, don't play with me." Cause I would be in the 100% flesh, bro. Oh my gosh, I wouldn't be able to. I agree with you. I wouldn't be able to see him either, like or them, whatever. And I was saying that I would have had to watch the whole team, cause I'd have had to be like, I can't trust none of y'all, cause I don't know what none of y'all doing. I don't know how many of y'all were in cahoots on this whole thing. I don't know how many of y'all was in on it, getting a piece of this. Y'all all gotta go. So they all finna lose their jobs. And I was saying like, if an accountant that you have that's handling that much money for you, ain't no way that they not getting a good check from Steve Harvey to handle his account.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, I can't say that for sure. You know what I'm saying? But I can imagine that he's getting, whoever that is getting paid well. So for you to really be out here like embezzling money is really, really, really wild. And I don't know. I couldn't, and boy, we would have had to find a way to resurrect him because we need to have some words.
Because the thing is, only found out about this because homeboy died. So the accountant what was going to happen died.
Was Steve was going to be in jail. At some point, Steve Harvey was going to be in jail, and he was going to be like, I have no idea what's going on. They was going to be like, well, I don't know either. We've been paying it. And his name is Steve Harvey's name on it, not the accountant. His name on it. You know what I'm saying? So that was going to shut him down.
That's crazy. The accountant died without like having to see Steve about that. Bro. Like, you don't get to die and not see me about my money. That's crazy.
And y'all seen that that video? It's been on TikTok and it's been on Instagram, and it's that dude where he got like the controller in his hand and it'll say something like you know what I'm saying, can we take a, you know, it's like, my son, can we take a trip to McDonald's? And he like, you could take a trip to see God. Y'all see that one? Have y'all seen those?
Mm-mm.
Oh, y'all gotta look that video up. It's like, we go take a trip to God. And it would have been like that. I would have had to go see homie in the afterlife. I would have had to go see him, bro. It was like, hey, what you thought you was doing? Because no way.
Bro, that's no the time you go to the casket talking about how you stole money from me, bro.
Hey, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. We would have been put up at his family house like, hey, what's up? Yeah, y'all owe me some money, cuz.
Yeah, look, somebody gotta run this bread, bro. Y'all better put the house on the market. Somebody finna run this money. Yo, your kids went to private school off my money, bro. Like, somebody finna put sign some checks.
Cause what happened? I also heard, like, I didn't play the clip, but there's a clip out there where he was saying he was giving the government $650,000 a month for the back taxes, plus paying his normal taxes too, that he had to pay and everything like that. And also, you know, paying his normal bills and trying to live. So I'm just saying, bro, if my life have to change that dramatically, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to fight somebody. It's gonna get to the point where you gotta like, listen, man, somebody gotta run me this fade, cause 22 million? Bro, I'm mad if somebody owed me $1,000.
Bro, I'm mad if somebody owes me $20. Like, if you ducking my $20, bro, we gonna argue at least.
We gonna argue.
Yeah, I'm broke. Give me my money.
And 22? I think Steve Harvey just being that like aloof for 7 years though is a problem as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really not checking in to see like how they handling your coins. Like, I get like you want to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, that you trust them or whatever, but it's $22 million. It ain't nothing. It ain't like it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? For you to not pay any attention at all is really wild.
You got to at least be like asking like, hey, like it's the end of the, you know, it's April tax season, whatever. You know, let me at least see my tax. You know I've been paying it. I've been writing the checks. Let me see my tax return or whatever. Make sure everything looks straight or sounds straight. Or, you know what, you the accountant, you understand the lingo and what all the terminology is in it. Walk me through my tax return. Just make sure I understand that I paid everything I'm supposed to pay.
But honestly, they was hiding they was stapling the checks and stuff like it was already, you know what I'm saying? Like, It would have probably, he probably did have those conversations because like it looked like they was paying the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's why you need like physical receipts. They need to see the receipt that you paid this, that you paid these things. What, why is there a check and a statement, but there's no receipt? Where the receipt at?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lesson learned.
Because like when you write, I mean, I don't, you know, none of us really write checks anymore. But when you write a physical check or like have a check written, there's numbers and stuff to it. Like there's a check number. Why do I not see that check number being cashed or whatever?
But yeah.
I mean, this is all stuff that if I was making millions of dollars, I probably wouldn't be asking either. Like I'm broke enough to be like, I comb the details on my TurboTax just to make sure everything in there is correct. But like if I have millions of dollars, I'd probably be like, all right, I trust this guy. You know, you've been my accountant for 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, whatever.
Mm.
But I can't even believe that, bro.
But then the trust, like that means that you had an ultimate trust in this person. This is someone you looked up, like, this my man. You know what I mean? This my man ain't gonna do that to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna just do this, and he got my back. That's scary, bro. That is so scary because in business in general, though, if you don't trust people. It's like you can't go far, really. You can't go far, really. It's like marrying somebody and not trusting them. Like when you get in business like that, you have to have people around you that you trust. But at the same time, with like Xavier says, like you gotta have to check the accountant, have an accountant that accounts the accountant. Like you have to like really check this stuff. You know, especially with taxes, because you don't want to go to prison for that.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I would have checked that accountant's, because look, who was it, like the accountant's assistant or something like that, that found the money? I'd have been like, how do I know that you wasn't in on this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's y'all off. Oh my gosh. I would sue the pants off that office. Oh my gosh.
Because, bro, this is how mad I would be, bro. I would go to that person's house and break everything. Cause it's mine. This house mine. What you talking about? That pool mine. The jewelry mine. It don't matter. I'm breaking everything right now.
I want to know what he did with all that money,
bro. He went on vacations with that money.
What a scam, bro.
He probably paid Steve or gave Steve Harvey gifts with that money.
Right. No. Hey, Steven's birthday, bro. I'm looking out. Like, I got you Rolex or whatever.
Meanwhile, imagine buying him gifts with his own money.
That's crazy.
Hey, Deshaun, you wild for that one. He said he out here spending his own money on it, bro. hey, lunch on me. Yeah, you right.
That's crazy, bro. Heck no. Absolutely not.
Not just this lunch, but all the lunches. You don't even know.
Now, celebrity culture in general is interesting. It's funny. It's interesting to just kind of get a bird's eye view of how celebrity culture is or what celebrities deal with on a daily basis. Recently, one of the biggest celebrity over-glorification of rich people called the Oscars was recent. And these are where a lot of rich people love to pat themselves on the back, and these rich people love themselves, and most of them are narcissistic and just, you know, egos, you know. And there's a comedian that just wanted to present an award, you know. All he wanted to do was tell a couple jokes like they always do, roast a couple people, you know, do what he does, the legend Chris Rock himself. And Chris Rock, you know, he told a joke. It was a bad joke. I mean, it was a G.I. Jane joke about Jada. And the G.I. Jane joke didn't really slap like that. The punchline wasn't even that great, to be honest. But despite all that, Will Smith didn't like the joke. And I don't know, unless you live under a rock, we're talking about what some people are calling the worst Oscars moment ever. Will Smith stood up, went on the stage, and I don't know what Chris Rock thought Will Smith was going to do, because he just stood there defenseless. And Will Smith, with a great Ali, like he was back in Ali stance, slapped Chris Rock. Now, I will say this. Chris Rock took it, bro. He took it. He didn't fall. You know, he took it on the chin, though. And Will Smith, apparently, I never thought Will Smith was that great of an actor, but people thought it was a skit. But I knew something was off because for about 15 to 20 seconds, because I was watching the Oscars live, and for 15 to 20 seconds, the audio went out. And I said, oh, I don't think this is fake. And then when the camera went to Will Smith said something. He articulated it so well that I could read his lips and I knew exactly what he said. Keep my wife's name out your mouth. So I seen it. I seen to it. Okay. And it became a moment. It became crazy. And 30 minutes later, Will Smith won an Oscar for Best Actor. So a lot happened that night. A lot happened. And when y'all, I want y'all to know, where were you guys when the slap happened? Where were you? Go ahead, Deshaun. You can go first.
Bro, I was asleep. So I was asleep because I'm an old man. I go to bed by, that's on a weekend, on a school night, 8, 9 o'clock, maybe like 10 at the latest. I'm an old man. And, you know, we were out that, I was out drinking that day for like my girl's mom's birthday and stuff. So I was like I'm exhausted. I crashed at like 8, 9 o'clock. I woke up to go to the gym at 5 o'clock. I woke up, picked up my phone. I opened Twitter, and it was just bing, 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 just jokes and memes. I was like, what are y'all talking? What do you mean slapped? And it was all jokes. It was at the time. The window was from like 9:30 to like 11, which is my timeline was all jokes from that like hour and a half block. I was like, what are y'all talking about? So I watched it, and I was like, oh, that's a funny little bit. You know, he slapped him in the face or whatever. And then I keep scrolling, and luckily, you know, Twitter be putting it all together for you. I keep scrolling, and I see this is the Japanese uncensored version because, like, you know, the Oscars are played internationally. There's international awards and stuff. So they have the Japanese uncensored version where, like, they didn't cut nobody's audio out. Because they're commentating on what's happening as it's happening. So you can hear and see everything. And I see Will screaming and cussing, and, like, Chris Rock, like, Will Smith just slapped it out of me. And I was like, oh, that was real. That was not a immediately when I heard the way he was yelling, the way his voice was trembling, I was like, that's not a bit, bro. You can't, you wouldn't make a skit out of it. Like, cause what would be the goal of the skit? I don't understand like the point. So I woke up and I spent my whole time on the treadmill. Like I ran a half mile. And I was excited to finish my half mile. I was like, all right, I'm gonna walk a half mile now. I need to start, keep scrolling, boy. Cause it was just jokes. I was on the treadmill laughing like a hyena. I must have looked crazy to people.
It was, I mean, the memes out of this situation, the TikToks, the skits that came out of this in less than 24 hours, I got to give the internet like a round of applause. Like, the content was amazing. But where were you, though, Xavier, when this happened? How did you find out about it? Let us know.
Same. I'm an old man, so I was in the bed. I don't really care for the Oscars anyway, because I don't really care to watch a bunch of celebrities measure themselves. So I just kind of really don't really care to kind of watch it. But I was the same. I woke up the next day. It wasn't. No, I'm lying. I'm lying. I'm lying. I'm lying. I'm lying. I was actually on 2K. I was on 2K, and Kalea actually the one. Kalea runs to me, my wife, and she runs to me and she goes, "Babe, Steve Harvey, not Steve Harvey, Chris Rock just got slapped by Will Smith." I'm like, man, what? You got slapped by Will Smith? And right at the same time, my boy online was like, yo, y'all heard about what just happened? I'm like, what are y'all talking about? And even so, I don't think it really registered to me because I didn't really go look. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't until like a little bit later when I was like seeing like the memes everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Then of course, like the next day, the three of us were having a conversation about it. And just discussing it, and I was looking at some videos and stuff, and I was like, yo. And I mean, I swear I had my phone, half my phone battery went to that video like for the next day, because I was kind of like showing everybody at work, like, bro, it was a topic everywhere that I went. But yeah, that's what I was doing. But that's just wild.
Now, this is wild that happened. I will say this though, because of this happened, this was a gross injustice. I've seen so many people tweeting about this assault. And how this was just the worst thing that could happen. There was a director, I think his name was Judd Apatow, or however you say his name.
Yeah, Judd Apatow.
Yeah, he had he had the most profound tweets where he was saying that Will Smith could have killed Chris Rock. I'm talking about, we could have seen murder on television on Sunday, guys. I don't know if you guys have realized this, but that slap, I mean, one slap across the, he could have killed him. He could have killed Chris Rock. But I'm going to ask you guys this. I know how you guys feel about this. I know that what we saw, I mean, they should have, kids can't see that. How dare that? I mean, kids were watching that violence. Oh, my soul. Okay. And I want to ask you guys, I mean, how did you guys feel? I mean, are you on how do you feel about this? Do you think that what Will Smith did was the worst thing that the Oscars have ever done? Did you feel as if it was the most terrible thing? I mean, Chris Rock got slapped, guys. This assault that took place. I mean, goodness gracious. Do you feel like Will Smith should have been arrested for what he did on Sunday? I mean, Deshaun, I know how you feel. He should have got arrested, right? Will Smith should have gotten arrested for the assault case that he committed on national television.
Man, they should have arrested Chris Rock for, excuse my language, audience, for being bitch made. he ate that slap and just like kept going and was like, oh, I just got, oh, wow. No, bro, like, fight back. Fight back, Chris Rock, stand up. That one girl, she was like, should y'all be weak in the knees? Stand up, stand up. But that's me and Chris Rock, bro, stand up, fight back. But like that, I the hand wringing and all that is funny, especially from white people, because, you know, they're just like, oh, my soul, I'm shuddering in my, I can't believe that, like, so now you can just smack somebody if you don't like what they say. I don't know where you live, but I have always lived in a situation where you can get smacked if you say something crazy to somebody. That has always been my reality. I don't know when that was not my reality. I have been smacked before for saying something out of pocket. As a child, not even just as a child, as a teenager, I've had older cousins, my older brother, like, G-check me and smack me before, because, like, hey, that was out of pocket, bro, chill out. And that, you learn boundaries that way. You learn not to try people that way. More people should be getting slapped out here. Mm. I think all the white people are shuddering. This is my hot take. They shuddering because they like, damn, when's the last time at work I said something wild to somebody? Mm. But they have slapped me for that. And I'm like, they probably could have. Probably could have.
Now, I will say, I mean, you know, I mean, everything you're saying is true, but I just got to be even honest. I don't know if we want to be this honest, but I mean, my mama slapped me in the face multiple times, slapped me in the mouth for things that I've said, things that I've done. And I'm just confused here. Okay. I'm just confused. I'm just being honest here. Okay. I don't think a slap in the face is that serious, because it was a little bit warranted. Like, listen, I'm gonna be honest. We live in this internet age where people are so used to saying whatever they want to say in the comments, whatever they want to say to people, and there's no consequences for their actions. But I'm sorry, okay? You say something wild, or you say something that people don't like, you can get smacked in the face. And if we're going to be honest, the G.I. Jane joke wasn't even funny, all right? It wasn't even funny, bro. Like, it wasn't even like a ha-ha, da-da-da. One, G.I. Jane, the reference, this movie was so old. We in 2022. Like, I literally had to Google G.I. Jane 2 because I'm like, how long ago was this movie? Like, Chris Rock, I mean, the joke, you could be funnier than that. Okay, that's number one. But number two, how do y'all feel about, okay, one, Chris Rock, they say that he didn't know that she had that condition, that illness, whatever. You know, he didn't know that. What is it? I'm going to pronounce it wrong. Alopecia? Is that how you?
Yeah, that's it.
And so he didn't know she had this autoimmune disease where, you know, with dealing with hair loss and whatnot. And actually, what's even crazier is Chris Rock had a black hair. What was it? Hair Love or something he had on Hulu where he was interviewing black women, and some black women were talking about alopecia and how serious it is, and how, like, for black women, their hair and how important that is for them. And then to see, like, their hair falling out and how much all of that. But yet this is another reason why. Listen, white people, can y'all stay out of black people business? I'm going to be honest with you when I say this. Stay out of black people business, because when it comes to black women and their hair, and when it comes to, I know y'all don't understand it. Y'all don't understand the seriousness of it. Y'all don't understand, like, what black women had to go through for their hair. You don't understand, like, how, like, that condition could hurt and all that stuff. y'all don't get that. So because of that, because y'all don't get that, stay out of black people business. But anyway, this situation, I feel like Chris Rock should know a little bit better. That's all I'm saying. Even just in general, just know a little bit better. And also my issue though with Chris Rock is, why don't you have a joke with the actual nominee? Like, if you have a joke on Will Smith. Jada was only there to support her husband. It wasn't like, I know people like, oh, but Jada's a celebrity, da da da. No. Jada was only there to support her husband. She's not there because she's nominated for any award. She was there because she was there to support her husband. And the issue I had also with what Chris Rock had to say in 2016, I think it was, when the Oscar So White situation is, the reason why, even though you might not agree with the fact of, like, I don't think Concussion was that good of a movie, and I don't think Will Smith acted that well in it, so I don't think he should have gotten a Best Actor nominee for Tell the Truth. I don't think so, okay, for Concussion, because his accent wasn't that good. But in general, she was only standing up for her man. And I don't think that she deserved to get strays then, and I don't think she needed to get strays now, because all she came to do that day was to support her man. But that's just me. I know people think that, hey, she's a celebrity, so she can get these jokes too. But I'm just saying, though, that's not why she was there that day. So have a joke on Will. Joke on Will. Joke on some other people. Yada, yada, yada. But I just don't think you should have joked on her in that moment. But that's just me, though.
So I got a different position.
Go ahead.
So although I'm going to preface by saying this, I 100% agree with both positions. I think Chris Rock was out of line. I think I think with the potential of being offensive to someone that might have something going on, you don't know what people are going on. You shouldn't even risk that. At the same time, it's Chris Rock. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it was Deshaun that mentioned something the other day. You didn't say it tonight. I was waiting for you to say it tonight, but I don't think you said it today. It was the thought that celebrities have facilitated a culture where they've made stepping out of line okay, and people don't really realize that just because, like, your status doesn't allow you to be able to step out of line and not be able to get some kind of repercussion. You know what I'm saying? But when you think about a lot of these, like, heavy, these comedians who have made a history of tearing other people down, you know what I'm saying, for laughter's expense, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it wasn't the worst thing that I've heard, especially from a position where he was like, oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And so it would be different if he did know. You know what I'm saying? He could be lying and saying that he don't know. I don't know. But I feel like it's Chris Rock, and so I expected him to be out of pocket. And then I feel like, you know, again, I definitely understand. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that I would have handled it that way, but I definitely understand why Will handled it that way. No. And I don't fault him for it, you know what I'm saying. But I have another position on Will, but I don't know if you're gonna get there to shout it. And so I'm gonna wait.
Okay. No. Okay. Look, here's another thing too, and I've heard all the positions too. I do think that, like, one, I don't think that Will should have handled it that way, right? X, Y, and Z. I don't think he should have. But at the same time, you have to. I think both two things can be true. One, I think I have two different positions where I think they kind of contradict themselves. One, comedians are going to be comedians at the end of the day, right? But at the same time, I think that we've facilitated it to where, like, comedians can say anything. And sometimes, like, I do think comedians need to be ready to get punched in the face for what they say. I know one time, okay, I'm gonna be honest. I don't know if y'all remember remember this, but I know Charlamagne is not a quote unquote comedian, but he likes to tell jokes. There was a time on his radio station, he would say wild things, and what? People would meet him outside the radio station.
Yeah.
Ready to swing on homeboy. Because what you say, you basically always just jokes. For some people, it ain't jokes, bro. And you got to be willing to say, okay, if you want to be a comedian, also be ready to go into that gym and bulk up, because some people might not like what you got to say. You're going to have to have a thick skin, bro, because some people ain't going to like what you got to say. You know what I'm saying? So I have two positions. Yeah, he's their comedian, and comedians are going to be like comedians and yada, yada, yada. But you pick this profession, and just know Just like one to Kevin Hart said about how he would, when he was earlier days, people would used to throw food at him because they didn't like his jokes. Just be willing. Some people might not like you, your joke, and they might decide, hey, bro, you need to see my hands.
Yeah, I think like, and I'm a fan of like when I say a fan of stand-up, I don't mean like, I just, you know, I've seen the Chris Rock special. Like I go to local stand-up shows. Like I like go to, I'm like involved, like not involved, like I don't, I would like to do stand-up at some point. Like it's an interest of mine.
Yeah.
Like I've written jokes before where I'm like, cause I watch so much stand-up and I'm like, I'm intrigued by the art form. But I think this is like one of the most interesting art forms we have is trying to make people laugh. So I go to like local stand-up shows. I go to like backroom bars that have local stand-up shows, comedians who ain't never finna do comedy anywhere outside of Pensacola the rest of their lives. Like some of them ain't, you know what I mean? Like it's just, but I've,
yeah.
I play the art form, so I go see it locally. I watch, like I go on Netflix and I'll just scroll through the new stand-up they have. And it'll be people no one's ever heard of, but Netflix gave them a little show. So I'll be like, all right, I'll check out their special, see if it's worthwhile. Like, because I just, again, I enjoy the art form. So as a fan of stand-up, as a fan of comedy, like in that regard, the most annoying take to me is like, I mean, it was a joke. So people can't just joke no more. And it's like, first off, the rules have always been for jokes is you can joke as hard as you can fight. And growing up, when you clowning, you know who to clown and who not to clown. You don't crack jokes with everybody because some people ain't gonna find it funny and some people gonna smack taste out your mouth. That's number one. So it's never been like, oh, jokes are fair game. Blah, blah. Like that's just not the case. That's never been true. And like we were talking about this at my job because there's like an age gap. But like it's me and my students and a couple, like one or two other Black teachers who are young. Like when I say young, I mean like under 40. Then there's a bunch of Black teachers over 40, over in their 50s. Mostly like late 40s, 50s, 60s. And they're all just like, so like when you go to a comedy show, you know, Deshaun, like you go see one of these like, kind of local guys who's known for roasting or whatever. I'm like, do you think that they roast anybody in the front row? No, they look and they like, who can I roast? Who not gonna put hands on me? Because you can look at an audience and be like, that dude don't buy. The dude who showed up in a suit and tie to my comedy show ain't gonna slap fire at me. But this dude who looks like he fresh out, I ain't clowning his wife, his girl, because I know that either during my show or after my show, I can get touched. I am accessible. Like you don't just clown the crowd blindly. He thought he could clown Jada because Will wasn't going to do nothing about it in that venue or whatever. Even if like Will had this weight, and because me personally, I wouldn't have checked him. Like that's not what I would have done.
No, not on live television. Not with all them cameras there. Like, come on, man. You would have committed a crime on camera. Like, come on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you would have had to see me after the show or even like backstage though. And if you did not apologize when I came up to you, then I still might have slapped fire out of you. It just wouldn't have been on live TV. I would have gave you a chance to apologize. I'm like, hey, bro, she didn't appreciate that, blah, blah, blah. And if you would have been like, man, it was a joke, haha, now we can box. Now we can fight about it. But yeah, I hate the take that, like, well, it's just a joke comedy, blah, blah. And like, also, like, because even one of my coworkers said, like, she was like, well, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, like, when Magic got AIDS, people joked on Magic, and Whitney was on drugs, people joked on Whitney. I'm like, look, generationally, this is the generation gap to me. We don't joke like that no more. Like we actually have discussions when our celebrities are addicts, we don't clown them for being addicts anymore. We don't clown folks for getting sick, like, because there's rules we play by now. And a lot of times it makes for better jokes because you're not punching down. It's much funnier when you are tactful and creative and have like an interesting take on the world around you than to be like, ha ha, he got AIDS, ha ha, she bald. That's not even funny, bro. Like we literally be like that. We'd be like, boo, tomato, get better jokes, bro. Like it's not funny anymore. Like. That's why all these old comedians are angry because their lame punch down jokes don't hit like that. People are just like, I've heard that. Like that's a Facebook comment section joke, bro. Like that's not good. Write better material.
Yeah, I mean that's the biggest thing is that like sometimes like these jokes aren't really even that funny. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's just, and I remember one time I don't care. One time when I used to go to Pensacola Christian College, boom, said the name. I don't give a rip. And there was somebody there that said a joke that was racist. And it was racist. And it was also like, I don't forget how they did. They said it like it was about my mom or something like that too. And it was kind of like weird. And I was like, I don't think that's funny, bro. And like everyone was laughing around. And I said, I don't think that's funny. And they were so used to me as Shelton being the haha, joking guy, like, oh, Shelton just, I can joke with Shelton like this. But when I literally said, nah, I don't think that's funny. And the guy was all like, don't be like that, Shelton. You never like, why you like that? Da, da, da. You know I'm not like that. You know I'm not racist. Da, da, da. It's not funny. And I was just so dead serious that they were like, man, you just, you know, basically they were mad because I let down the mood, yada, 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 right? But at the end of the day, sometimes you got to check people. No, I didn't slap him in the face, you know what I'm saying? Or I didn't do X, Y, and Z. But at the same time, like, you got to watch what you say. And I think sometimes, if we're being honest, there was many times at Pensacola Christian College where some of these white boys thought that they could say the N-word. And a lot of times, to be honest, they could get away with it at that school because people thought, oh, this is, I'm safe at this college. But I promise you, the things you say have consequences. And I think a lot of times we're like, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt you. Yeah, yeah. Chris Rock thought so too when he got slapped in the face. So I'm just going to be honest. The things you say could, like, and I'm kind of, I guess I'm old school too. My dad always used to be like, don't let nobody disrespect your wife. That's just how my dad always been. Don't let nobody disrespect your wife. And some people, they don't like you talking about their wife, and they don't like you talking about their children. And especially if your wife have some kind of illness or condition, you don't have to get these hands, bro. I don't care if you're a comedian. I don't care. Like, I'm gonna be honest, right? Let's say that you went to a comedy show and the dude was the entire set, he was roasting your wife or roasting your girl. Or he said something like, I don't know, something that you were just like off the wall. Like, it's not even funny no more. Like, you just being like kind of a bully. What you finna do? You just like, the least you can do is leave. But I'm just saying, you don't know how you would handle it. That's all I say.
Yeah, I think it reminds me of that Andy Mineo line. He said, I never talk trash if I never, he's like, I never, how do you say it? You know, line, OB. He's like, I never, if you never talk trash if you can't throw the fade. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. Mm-hmm. Kind of along the lines of what Deshaun was saying. And it's kind of like, if you're going to make these jokes, you got to be, I ain't going to lie. I don't come from a background where kids fought over jokes all the time. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's funny. Like, square up. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of it was just like how it happened, where they ain't even no talk back, bro. Like, just bop. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to lie. I got suspended in seventh grade for the same thing. Kid was cracking a joke. I'm in the middle of math class. I stood up and I just popped kid right in his mouth. His name was Nathan. Never forget it. Not our Nathan, Deshaun. Another Nathan. I just popped him. I got suspended 3 days at ISS for hitting him. You know what I'm saying? But because, like, sometimes stuff is just not funny. You know what I'm saying? And especially, like, if you don't have the rapport. You know what I'm saying? Like, even, like, as far back as Deshaun and I go back, you know what I'm saying? And me and you even show him, like, there's just lines that you just don't cross. You know what I'm saying? And no matter how I was about to say, maybe sometimes rapport will give you more things to laugh about, but sometimes you got to be like, nah, that's a line. You know what I'm saying? And I shouldn't do that. Especially like you were saying, I really support what you were saying about, like, Jada was there to support Will. She wasn't getting an award. She wasn't nominated. She was there to support her husband. Why wasn't she the butt of the joke? And it's one of those things where it's like, you can flame me all you want. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I can handle it. You know what I'm saying? But if you're going, anybody knows that if you're messing with Clay and Rowan, then you got a problem. You know what I'm saying? Under any circumstances. So I definitely agree.
If somebody, like, literally, if I heard it, someone say some joke about my daughter was all like, it, like if it's like a, like, let's say it was a dark skin joke, right? And my daughter felt some type of way about that. I would have to see that person. I don't give a rip. If you said some joke and was all like, oh, that's because it is, because you dark skinned, da 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 da, or you whatever, and try to make some kind of joke about it. I know, like, oh, black people are like, oh, that's a joke. Haha, that's not a joke to me, bro. Like, I know you're trying to make my daughter feel terrible. Like, there are some things that you can say about, you can say things about me, whatever, I don't give a rip. But you say something about my wife, you say something about my daughter, let me just say this, I don't know how I'm going to respond in that moment. Okay, maybe I didn't pray to God that day and you about to get all of Shelton that day. I'm just going to be honest with you. And so now I will say this, some people are really trying to overreact with the situation. I've heard people saying that they should take the Oscars from Will. take the Oscar away from him. I heard situations where he needs to be suspended from the Academy Awards and all this other stuff. What do you think is the appropriate punishment? And do you think that it would be going overboard to take the Oscar away or to suspend him for a few years? Some people are even proposing to suspend Will for 4 years and from even being able to go to the Oscars and also to even be nominated for any awards. How do you guys feel about that? Do you think that's an overreaction? And what do you think should be the appropriate punishment?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I think taking his Oscar away is doing a lot because, like, the award itself got nothing to do with what, like, how he behaved at the award show. You know what I mean? Like, he won it for, like, he because you can take the trophy back and, like, give it to somebody else, but at the end of it's his trophy. Like, we all know who won the Oscar that year. They would have an asterisk by it for whoever else they gave it to. Because, you know, and you the person who gets it would be like, I don't deserve this, or, like, this is a second place trophy. Like, I know I didn't win this Oscar. So that's one. But I mean, you could, like, they even have to formalize it. Just, like, they could just not invite him to the Oscars next year. Like, and be like, all right, like, you know, you acted out of pocket. We can't trust you to behave responsibly, blah, blah, blah. Like, if Chris Rock sued him, it'd be a punk move, and I'd be embarrassed to do it. But, like, if he sued him or pressed charges, I guess that would be, like, I mean, because you did, by the letter of the law, commit assault. But, like, I mean, Chris Rock declined to press charges because, like, you know, look, black man to black man, like, I'm already embarrassed when you slap me. I'm not about to be out here calling the cops, bro. We don't call police for real anyway. I'm not pressing no charges. Like, so I don't know, like, I don't even know if there's, like, a punishment that would make sense. I think the Oscars would probably just not invite him back for a couple of years or two, let things die, like, blow over, and, like, kind of let that moment pass. I mean, that's probably it. Like, I don't know. I think taking the trophy away is too much, but like, a formal suspension feels dramatic for an industry that gives awards to, like, pedophiles and stuff. The people were talking about, like, he doesn't deserve this Oscar, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, this is the worst moment in Oscar history. I'm like, y'all gave Harvey Weinstein a hella Oscar, bro. And he's like a second, like, you gave, after people knew about it, you gave, who's the dude who married his daughter? Woody Allen. Like,
Woody Allen.
You gave Woody Allen hella Oscars, bro. And you knew he married his daughter. This was not, like, before the fact. Harvey Weinstein had been accused for 10,000 sexual assaults. Y'all gave awards to all kinds of bad people, bro. Like, if you want to be all art, separate art from the artist thing, then let that man keep his trophy. Because slapping somebody in the face is not even close to the worst person you've given a trophy to.
Yep. What about you, though, Xavier? What do you think? What do you think is it, would it be right to take his Oscar away? Or what do you think is appropriate punishment?
Nah, and I agree with what Deshaun said about, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you already got made look real bad, dude. Like, I wouldn't even go as far as doing something wild, like pressing charges or whatever. I could see the Oscars not asking him back, and I guess that would be warranted. You know what I'm saying? But, like it was mentioned before, people have done a lot of really crazy, awful stuff. You know what I'm saying? That have gotten awards, you know what I'm saying, at the Oscars. I really see them being like, hey, our ratings are down anyway. Let's go ahead and just roll with it. You know what I'm saying? And I really think that's probably the approach that they're going to take, especially because things blow over so quickly. But again, they could do things like not ask Will to come back or whatever. But I really foresee them just leaving it alone. And of course, like, it technically is assault, but I feel like part of the reason why Chris Rock responded the way that he did was because, like, he knows, like, as a comedian, like, anybody might be able to want to throw these hands at me with anything that I say, because all the things I say are out of pocket. Like, he looked shocked that he got hit, but he was like, I'm probably still going roast. You know what I'm saying? Like, part of the territory. Like, he didn't look phased to me. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I don't think that there's any kind of response that needs to happen.
Now, I will say this. I don't know if you guys heard this, but his Chris Rock is going on tour soon. And after this happened, his sales on his tour went, like, they skyrocketed. People have been buying his tour dates like crazy. So he got richer out of this situation. I mean, at the end of the day, like, you know, Chris Rock will be fine. And, you know, he said he didn't want to press charges or whatnot. So I understand that. He probably is embarrassed by the situation, probably upset at Will, because, you know, that clip is going to run forever and he's going to be embarrassed and everything like that. But I think taking the Oscars away is way too much, especially dealing with, like, a lot of people got convicted of rape convicted of all these different things, and no one ever asked for their Oscar to be taken away. You know, just weird situations that happened with some with these actors. So, I mean, this is Will's quote unquote first offense. So I don't think that, you know, it should be wild. But I do think that the Oscars are going to do something, because they got to pretend like they're doing something. They're doing like some kind of investigation on it. The Oscars are, to see kind of what happened and whatnot. So what I would do next time is I would just have more security at these events to make sure that they stop people from just going on stage. You know what I mean? That's something I would do to make sure that probably. And then also, yeah, just don't invite him back. I think one of the traditions they have at the Oscar is whoever won the Best Actor award the year before, they will be the presenter for the Best Actress award the year after, is normally how that works. I just think they probably would just ask him not to come, you know, next year. And so he just wait, you know, just have like a year off or whatnot is most likely what I think that they probably should do. And yeah, and just know from, you know, but at the end of the day, like the Oscars, just in general, the Oscars is just really Oscars. I don't even care for the Grammys. Like, I watch these things sometimes just to have something to do. There's nothing to watch on television that night. So I was like, I'll just watch the Oscars. I don't think the Heat played Sunday. I watched like every Heat game. I watched like at least 100 basketball games a year. And every time the Heat play, my wife knows, oh, the Heat playing tonight? Yep, I'm watching that. That's all I'm watching tonight. So I don't think the Heat was playing on Sunday. So I watched the Oscars. But just in general, like, what do y'all feel? And this is the last question I have for you, and go, how do you guys feel about the Oscars and Grammys in general? I just feel like it's just a bunch of rich people patting themselves on the back. That's how I always felt about it. And also too, like, the whole situation that they wanted us all to care about with the Oscars so white situation. To be honest, and this, younger, I know you guys totally don't agree with me on this too, but even with oh my soul, what's her name? Monique, when she was mad at Netflix and stuff like that. I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. Those are like rich black people problems that I don't really care about. Like, black people not being nominated for best actor, best actress, or whatever, I don't really care about. I don't think that in the grand scheme of things, when it comes to like minorities, that's at the bottom. That's like the very bottom. Okay, because like, I don't care about what these rich people problems are. You guys are okay, you guys are fine, yada, yada, yada. I don't care if Beyonce doesn't win best album. I know you guys care about it, or people, no, I mean, not you guys in general, but people in general care about some of these things. Why should we even care about these award shows in general? Is how kind of how I feel about it. But what do you think, Deshaun? Am I terrible in saying that? Should I actually care about some of these award shows and whatnot? What do you think?
No, I mean, I really don't care. The Oscars specifically is my reminder every year that I do not be watching white people movies for real. Because every year for Best Picture, it'd be like 6-7 movies I've never heard of.
Yep.
And then Richard. And I'm like, okay, I did see that. Or like Parasite was like, you know, I think it was like a Korean movie. Like, I was like, okay, I heard of that, or I've seen that. But like, I just be my reminder that I don't know who none of these people are. This is a thing I realized when I became an adult and was around like more and more white people, was I don't watch a lot of movies like in general. That's just like, it's not on purpose. I just haven't, I'm not a movie person like that. But I really don't be knowing a lot of white movies. Like, I've had like white people be like, you've never seen The Godfather? I'm like, I don't, the first, second, third, nope. I've never watched The Godfather. I've never seen Pulp Fiction. I just watched Fight Club for the first time like 2 years ago.
Still never seen that either.
Yeah, I only watched it because I saw a 20th anniversary article about how it was a critique of capitalism. But I was like, oh, I didn't know that. Like, let me check that out. That's intriguing. And it made sense when I watched it.
Now.
Yeah, because a lot of, like, white bro dudes, like, misinterpret it and think it's about, like, I got to be a man and be over-aggressive. But, like, they're missing the subtext. Anyway, that's a side thing. But I really don't be watching a lot of movies like that anyway. I only saw King Richard because my stepdad really liked it. He asked us all to watch it with him because, like, he was watching it. But, yeah, I don't like the Grammy. Like, whenever, like... Like, I'll get in on, like, the jokes and the outrage, like, the next day, like, when Beyonce, like, doesn't win a Grammy over Adele, or, like, when Kendrick didn't win the Best Rap Grammy and Macklemore won it. Like, the next day, like, it'll be, like, jokes. Like, that's crazy. But it's, like, we do this every year, bro. Like, these white institutions do not understand black art. I'm not, like, pressed for them to acknowledge, like, the quality of black art. Now, like, do I think like Beyonce or Kendrick or like black actors and actresses like put out important things sometimes? Yeah, for sure. But I don't care if you want a Grammy or not, bro. The art was important regardless, if it was important. Sometimes it'd be a pop album. It's not even like the deepest thing. So yeah, I don't care about, I don't watch the Grammys or the Oscars. I don't watch any award show outside of like if there's gonna be performances. Like I'll watch like, I won't watch the Grammys, but I'll like tune in when Beyonce is gonna perform. Or like when her and Kendrick performed a couple years ago, that was super dope. Or like Rihanna won like a Video Vanguard Award. So she did like a big like montage 15-minute performance. I was like, oh, that's dope. I'll watch that. I like a lot of these songs. But the awards themselves, I don't care. I don't care about being represented in like white institutions like that. I don't think like the Grammys or any, or the Oscars or the Golden Globes, any of those are ever gonna like appreciate or understand black art because they're not black run organizations. Like the only award show I've watched in like the last 5 years was Soul Train Awards. And I watched that because that's a celebration of black, it's by black people and a celebration of black culture. So they're talking about R&B artists I like and black pop music and up and coming artists and they're honoring legends. Like, that's fun to me, and I don't care about who wins the awards. That's fun to me because it's just a celebration of black culture.
Yeah,
I watch the Grammys, like, for what?
Yeah, I just don't get it. But what about you though, Xavier? Is it like, I don't know why people be acting like these, like these are like the biggest things black people have to deal with, is like who won this album and who didn't win this, and I just don't care. But am I wrong with that?
I think I fall in line with what y'all on. I think that the same on it. Just like, I really just feel like, again, like it's just a measuring stick, you know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, I'm rich and you're rich, let's talk about how rich we are, you know what I'm saying? Or like, you know what I'm saying, it's like this exclusive joint for people, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, I saw the movie, you know what I'm saying? I get it, you know what I'm saying? But then a lot of them, like Deshaun said, most of the people who get nominated for stuff like that, there's people that I looked up, I was like, oh, how many nominations do they have? Because I've never seen any of their movies. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was Googling stuff because I'm that detached from it. You know what I'm saying? I just don't care. And again, like, honestly, and even being transparent, this whole Will Smith and Chris Rock stuff is, like, good conversation. But I don't give a flying fuck about them either. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't. Like, at the end of the day, they're going to go home to their multi-million dollar homes. You know what I'm saying? With their multi-million dollar vehicles, with their multi-million dollar insert, whatever this is. And I will never, ever, ever in several lifetimes cross their mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, they, what they got going on don't got nothing to do with me. And it actually even points to me to, like, I know this sounds, I mean, I'm broke, so it's easy to say this, you know what I'm saying? But if there's ever a way to, like, accomplish financial, even, I don't know, even excess, you know what I'm saying, without having that limelight that they have, like, because I don't envy celebrities, you know what I'm saying, like, they got a lot of money and stuff, but I really don't care, like, I don't, like, and there are people who do, you know what I'm saying, there are people who are like, man, I really wish I had their lives, but I really don't. All y'all divorces still messy, all y'all kids still hate y'all, all y'all still battling the IRS, all y'all, you just have a more, like, limelighted life than mine will ever be, and you can keep that. You know, which, so that's a lot of reason why even like just a lot of just award shows and stuff, and I mean, because of like my lifestyle, I'm detached from a lot of music and stuff, and even some movies anyway. And if y'all know me, my favorite genre of movies is like horror and like suspense and stuff like that. So if it's not one of those, and I don't even know them actors barely, you know what I'm saying, to see if they're getting awards or not, I don't know nothing about what y'all going on. I happened to see King Richard because they were watching it at my in-law's house. Other than that, I probably wouldn't have seen it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so it's one of those things where, like, if it's convenient and everybody else is doing it, like, I'm there. But like, I'm not gonna go out of my way for a lot of these things, and most of the time I'm laughing, I'm quote tweeting with something obnoxious, you know what I'm saying, like my little bars about Chris Rock and Will Smith, you know what I'm saying, and then I'm gonna move on because I don't really care. So
yeah, the thing is, I love I love movies, I love TV shows, like I love the art of movies, I love all of that. But when it comes to like patting these celebrities on the back and with these awards and being upset that my movie didn't make it like that, I'm just like, I don't really care that much. Because the Oscars and all that stuff are never really for the people. Like I told my wife this today, if I ever was an actor, my award would be if people in the audience enjoyed the art, not if the Oscars did. You know what I mean? If I was ever a musician, I wouldn't care about if the Grammys cared about it, but I would care about the fans that I've curated and the people that that are impacted by the art. Like, the people matter. And I think I've always been like that, like, for the people, bro. You know, for the people. That's it. You know what I mean? I do everything for the people. But anyways, a whole nother thing. But it's just like, all I care about is like making sure people are okay and not about celebrity culture in general. Like, that's something I don't really care about. And I think that's probably what why the Grammys and why the Oscars just kind of, I don't care about that so much, because it's just a thing, like you said, like, it's a measuring stick for each other. Like, I have 4 Grammys, you only have 1. I have 3 Oscars, you have 0. Like, it's just all these things to measure themselves up with each other. And I just feel like celebrity culture is just toxic, and it's just dumb. And the Oscars in general were just very cringe. Like,
and a lot of people don't even, like, the viewers don't even be agreeing with their choice is. Like, you gave them the Oscar. Did you even watch the movie, bro? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, a lot of times, yeah, I hear a lot of people not even agree, you know what I'm saying, with their pick. So,
yeah, most of the time, people don't even watch these movies. Like, for example, right? They had something like, for example, the biggest movie of last year was Spider-Man No Way Home, right? That movie gave me more joy than any of the movies that they have for Best Picture, okay? In general, I'm just saying, like, that's a movie that's for the people. Back in the day when they used to have the Compton movie, that movie was for the people. That wasn't really for the Oscars to win some major awards. Like, there's some movies that come out ever so, even the Batman was a movie that was for the people. That's not going to win any Oscars. That's not going to win any major, like, awards. But at the end of the day, that movie was for the people. Like, it was for the people and the masses to enjoy. So, which, Deshaun, I don't even know if you've even seen The Batman yet.
No, I still haven't seen it. I've been slacking.
Yeah, you're slacking a little bit. That's okay.
It's going to be about 4 podcasts out.
Yeah, man. The people's going to be like, Shelton, bro, is Batman 2 coming out? What the heck? Y'all just talking about The Batman? But yeah. But that's cool. Hey, listen, DC, it's one of the best DC films in a while. I don't know if y'all like, DC kind of fell off for me for a minute. I mean, some of the DC movies have kind of fell off. They weren't that great. I mean, Batman vs. Superman, I hated that. I watched that. I watched that opening weekend. I hated that movie. I hated the first Suicide Squad. I very much disliked that film. And so DC just kind of fell off for me. But I will say the new DC movie that came out is one of their better films. I didn't like the recent Suicide Squad one that just came out with James Gunn. It was cool. It was whatever you could call it. It just ain't for me. I wasn't the audience for that particular film, but it was cool. I just don't deal with, it's just too much. It's too much for me. It was too much everything. For me personally, have y'all, any of y'all seen the newest Suicide Squad one?
The first one was enough for me to be like, I don't really care for this. And so I didn't really watch the second one.
Yeah, the second one was totally different. They have a different director, and that director wanted things to be bloody, grotesque, and in your face with everything. And that's it. I mean, I know comic book lovers love that type of thing, but that just ain't for me. Not for me, but anyways, in general, we'll talk one of these days. Whenever Deshaun watches it, we'll talk about the Batman, and there's about 30 different takes I have on that movie, especially that third act that I really want to talk about. But we'll talk about it another time. But anyways, we're about to get out of here. I definitely appreciate you guys for listening to this particular episode. Us talk about celebrity culture. We're going to be back for you guys in a couple of weeks. We're going to have more things to talk about. Maybe in a couple of weeks, Deshaun would have watched The Batman. Maybe in a couple of weeks, there might be another celebrity, something happening in the world, crazy, like Will Smith, somebody else getting slapped up out here. But yeah, we'll talk about that next time in a couple of weeks. This is the Weird Passes Kid podcast. Thank you for listening. Peace.